in the position that you find yourself in, you can shift any time for more comfort. But just allow yourself and give yourself permission for this comforting today. And give yourself permission to just go on a little journey with me as we allow eyes to close if they haven't closed yet. And let's take those three big deep breaths slowly and deeply. Three big deep breaths slowly and deeply as you begin to release and let go. For these are those deeper breaths that do send the message all around and all through that this is the time to go within. To go within and explore that inner landscape. To find out more. To be open and receptive to positive thoughts and ideas, images. And to allow for more goodness to flow in all the ways that it can. So those three deeper breaths in a moment just seem to transition into your normal, natural rhythm of breathing. And with your normal, natural rhythm of breathing, just allow yourself that this is you giving yourself permission for more comfort and bring yourself to a place where you could invite and allow it right at your toes. Begin to notice the comforting right in the tips of your toes as though you could flow it, flow this comfort all around and all through you. From your toes to your heels, ankles, calves, knees, and thighs. Each and every breath that you take in, you're releasing and letting go. Each breath drifting deeper. And as you become aware of more comfort, a deeper inner calm begins to form. And it strengthens with every breath. And this comfort sensation continues moving up through hips and abs, solar plexus, the entire midsection, releasing and letting go. Each breath drifting deeper. And the deeper, the more comfortable, and the more comfortable, the deeper. And this sensation continues flowing all around and all through, up through your chest in a nurturing kind of way, all around and all through into every nook and cranny of you, right into your shoulders, releasing. Muscles in front and back on top, simply unwinding, untangling, releasing, and letting go. Each breath drifting deeper. And just sort of putting it all aside for now, like the day could just slip off your shoulders and just fade away for now. Because this is some of your special time and space and place for you to regroup, to comfort, to calm, to find that deeper inner peacefulness, and to set your mind in a stronger positive direction. And so down through the upper arms, the lower arms, the hands, the fingers, release as you comfort even more. Each breath continues to take you deeper. cross that upper back as you turn your attention there, flowing more comfort, sort of wiping the slate clean. Any bags and burdens you've been carrying, just put them down. Let them drop. You can put them aside for now. And that allows for more comfort down your spine, strengthening that spine of yours. Middle back releasing. And then all the way down into lower back, releasing and letting go all muscles, tissues, fibers, soothing and smoothing. Smoothing out any rough edges. And from lower back, let's send this comforting now all the way down. Backside of your body to feet again. And just continuing to drift into a deeper calm now. And as you place your attention at the base of your neck and flow this comforting up over the back of your head, the top of your head, all around your crown, and down over your forehead, your eyes, your nose, your mouth, your jaw muscles, facial muscles, releasing and letting go. And now taking one more nice, big, deep, cleansing breath in and release. And just allowing yourself to become twice as comfortable as you already are. And just focusing within for a moment on that deeper inner knowing within you. A sort of way down deep within you, that sort of inner wisdom that's yours. And just sort of listening to it and sort of letting it communicate with you in the way that your mind-body responds to, just uniquely to you, your own deeper inner wisdom, just right there for you, wanting to connect with you as you listen and as you allow that it is there for you. Positively. And so as you make that connection to it, begin to feel its velvety richness of comfort and peacefulness sort of all wrapped around you. And you just drift deeper. It's almost like what it could be like in the velvety richness of a beautiful night, somewhere maybe high up on a mountaintop or on a beautiful campground that you know, where you can look up into the velvet rich midnight blue sky and see the sky ablaze with stars. And it's interesting because there could be the sense of one particular star that you might draw your attention to. It almost seems as though it might even call your name. A star among all those stars that seems to be yours. And the way in which you are, that you can imagine and visualize wherever you are, looking up into the velvety, deep blue, rich midnight sky, ablaze with stars, and there is one star that begins to communicate with you, sort of calling you. Before you know it, it seems as you're watching it, as you're observing it, as you're sensing it in all the ways you can, because any or all of your senses are already heightening right now, as though it's shining its light right on you, as though the light of this one particular star is so bright that it's reaching from the heavens right down and surrounding you where you are on the earth. And you know, it's almost like it begins to scoop you up in its light. Could that be? What if to imagine and visualize being scooped up by the light of this one particular star that's just this star that's just so yours, calling you to travel up through the light, to come up and be with it? Well, anything can happen in your imagination if you allow it. So there you are, moving up through the light path of this star that seems to be pulling and drawing you up and over. Higher and higher, up and up you go. And you are completely secure in this star's light path. It's as though it's wrapped around you in a cozy kind of cloak. Yes, it's light and it's bright, but there's still a softness and a comfort about it. And you are at ease. And as you are in your imagination, the fact that the star is calling you is such a magnificent kind of something, isn't it? And so you're lifted up and up and higher, and pretty soon you're right there in the same presence with the star. And there's plenty of security with the light. It's like it's providing a platform for you. And its brightness seems to not be so bright that it sort of is just a soft, enveloping comfort all around you. And for a moment, you know what it does? It reflects back to you this beautiful image of yourself, a healthy, radiantly healthy you image. It's showing you, in fact, this star is showing you, here's how I see you, radiantly healthy, a strong, beautifully starlit vision, image of you. And you're quite astounded by this beautiful image. And it sort of comes closer and closer to you in a way that you sort of absorb that star's reflection of your radiantly healthy you. And it becomes such a deep sense of knowing, of connection, of belief in. It goes right into your heart, your mind, into your whole being, and sort of begins to fill you. The strength of the star's vision of you, a reflection of radiantly healthy you, just filling your whole being. And before you know it, it's like you're shining as bright as the star that you're with, filled with this radiantly healthy vision of yourself. And then it's like you and the star are kind of connecting and communicating in ways that go beyond. And just then, you sort of are being invited to float around and come closer to the star. And because, again, anything in your imagination can happen if you allow it, imagine floating all around this star and coming to know it. better. And perhaps noticing more about the star that you might not have noticed back down on Earth, or even a few moments ago when you were receiving the reflection of the star's vision of you. But now all of your focus is on learning more about this magnificent star, and you float above it, you float around to the sides of it, you float underneath it, and you begin to notice even more about what this star is all about. And then there's that something special. There's a specialness about this star, because after all, this star did call your name. And so this star seems to be connected to you that goes beyond reason. And so there's a specialness about this star that just seems to touch you in deeper inner ways, in heartfelt ways. And so you notice about that specialness. And then you begin to be aware of how you feel by being with your star. And so then it occurs to you that that would be a great conversation starter as you continue to communicate with the star. And so you tell the star how you feel by being with it. And just listen very closely, because the star responds back to you in a way that you can understand. And when you know how the star responded, how does that feel? And you know, you may want to ask the star other things, like, does the star want anything? Does it need anything? What does it want and what does it need? And the star will respond to you. And when it does, what more does that let you know about the star? And is there anything that you might be able to offer the star that might help fulfill its need or want, if it has one? Or because the star might have shared with you its need and want, you know, it opens the door for you to share with the star what you need, what you want. And so to allow for that, and then, you know, it's funny because the star sort of like, it's sort of as though it sort of motions for you to come along, and then it's kind of like you and the star are floating along through the heavens, and you might hold on to the star in just the right way. It's like you're walking and talking with the star, but up in the midnight blue, deep blue sky, velvety rich all around you, passing by other stars, noticing galaxies here and there, maybe some other celestial somethings. As you and the star continue communicating, as you're floating through the greater outer and beyond, and how does it feel to be floating along with this very convivial star? And just sort of allowing yourself as you drift deeper. Perhaps feeling quite comfortable with Star now, in the sense that maybe you might even begin to look at the star as a guide for you. And perhaps you might like to let the star know the thing that's been uppermost on your mind as you float along through the heavens above. And as you let the star know what's been uppermost on your mind, you might also ask for assistance. For surely this very compassionate, seemingly almost loving star is here for you, here for assisting you in ways that go beyond. Listen with your heart, and you'll hear in your mind what perhaps Star is offering you. For this guiding light is for your benefit, is here for you. It did call your name. It has you as a something that it seems as though you are important to it. And now it's becoming important to you. And so more and more as you journey and float along with the star, more and more goodness flows through you and to you. Now, the star often in its way with you is so friendly and welcoming. It does offer you one more thing that could be very interesting if you'd like to try it, and yet you know there's never a having to, but if you might, like the star says, would you like to experience being a star? And so there is an opportunity here for you to trade places. And if you do, know we'll always trade back again. So if you become the star and the star becomes you, and so you're floating along as the star and the image of you is holding on to you as the star. And what do you notice now as the star in this heavenly pathway, in the celestial experience of it all? What is your viewpoint through the star's eyes as you look into the deep, rich, velvety midnight blue of the night? And what do you notice about yourself who's holding on to you right now? So looking through star's eyes at yourself, what do you notice about yourself, and what might you like to suggest to yourself from star's point of view? Just noticing about it all. Finding out the importance of this shift. And then when you're ready, let's trade back places again. You become you, holding on to the star becomes the star. And now as you're floating along, still communicating, you might be noticing something different now. And maybe there's something that's the same as well. And have you an understanding more now about the star? And as the star so kindly and so welcoming as it allowed you to become it, in its assistance for you, still is kind of a guiding star. What more is here for you in this communication? What more have you come to know about you? What has the star revealed to you that allows you to know more about yourself and about the star? And when you know that, and it just kind of seems like maybe time with a star right now is nearing a close, and surely you might really want to appreciate the star as you are so up close with it and personal right now, as though you could really look into the star's eyes and let it know how much you appreciate it, as the star also connects with you and lets you know how much it appreciates you for this connection today. And then it just sort of allows you to enter the starlit path again, where you begin to float all the way down that pathway, the starlit pathway, the light from the star just allowing you to slide all the way back down the light path, as the star's path of light sort of holds you and rocks you down all the way back down and down and all the way back down to earth once again. And whether it's back to your mountaintop or back to wherever you started, where you were looking up into the deep, rich, velvety, midnight blue, blue sky, ablaze with stars, you know you're back down on the earth right now, grounded and secure, but still looking up. And as you turn to look, having just been gently placed back on the earth by the star's light path, you see the light path of the star receding, but you get the sense of that light path going all the way back up, as though the star is pulling up its drawbridge. And you know which star it is. Still, you can see your very own star way, 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 way up there and out there. The one that you came up close and personal to. It's there. And you're still knowing that in some way, somehow, if there ever was another time or place that you might like to connect to that star, that you most certainly could. For somehow you know that it is your star. For the star most definitely called to you, and you went and you experienced and you saw that radiantly healthy reflection that the star had of you. And it still resides within you right now, plus oh so very much more. More of the star's vibration, a kind of high energy that is. And in this connection between you and the star, it is eternal. Somehow, yes, you know it is eternally yours. A deep connection to that particular star that is yours. And so in this starlight, star bright experience, you are renewed. You are rejuvenated. You are comforted. You are connected to something way beyond, and yet also something more deep within, as though all in the oneness of everything. And the oneness of it all runs so completely, thoroughly, comfortably within you, peacefully, calmly, comfortably, just sort of knowing that the light of your star still exists within you, and that from time to time you might find it brightening up your life whenever you think of it, whenever you feel it, whenever you sense it in any way. It just seems to sort of brighten you into the positive. For again, that is what this is all about, isn't it? Another positive focusing, which can only bring you positive results. And so that is how your mind, your body responds now, positively. And so as the images may fade for now, the strength of them all stays with you. And so as we drift a little deeper, we reinforce the good, the positive, and the true, knowing with a focusing like this, the results can only be positive. And so at zero, we reinforce it all. And we bring back the importance of this experience into your conscious, outer, awake life now. At one, with a deep cleansing breath in, a release. Two, realizing where you've placed yourself, the room you're in. Three, a wonderful sense of well-being, being very, very comfortable. Four, more alert and awake. And now five, eyes open, wide awake and alert. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Wide awake and alert.